This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
And the start of the new year is the perfect time to refresh your living space. I keep trying to do it every single day, but possibly with the addition of some luscious houseplants. And uncoincidentally, the year kicks off with Houseplant Appreciation Day, which is today. So clearly that's a sign that we all need to get out there and buy more plant babies.
Yes, today is Houseplant Appreciation Day, and we wanted to dive into the love of houseplants and why they're just so popular now. So for a breath of fresh air, we've invited our Joy Daytime's resident gardening expert, Gary Wilson, on for a chat. Good morning, Gary.
And a lovely good morning to you too. Houseplant Appreciation Day. Who'd have thunk?
I know.
What, you didn't know, Gary? Did you not know?
I did not know.
We're finally one up on you in the green thumb department, but just in that fact.
I tell you what, God bless the internet for giving us these days in a list. Now, as Joy's resident garden guru with your weekly segment during Joy Daytime's highlight of the week each and every week, why do you think houseplants have become so popular?
Well, most of us, more of us, living in apartments and that sort of thing, so we enjoy our plants. I had a big garden in Brunswick and I downsized to an apartment. And, I just love my plants, so I've got lots of house plants and balcony plants.
Well, we all know that, look, I'm not great with the plants. I have one indoor plant that is still surviving, and that is the plant you gave me, Gary, when we round out. And the rule with it is really simple.
That bad.
I'm getting better slowly but surely. But so I really think it's not me, it's the plants. They're temperamental. So let's assume I'm a novice and I'm thinking today about getting a houseplant actually. What's an easy plant I can bring into the home? Where do you think I should start?
Well, there's so many actually. I just like the sculptural look of plants and it does make for a healthier household, by the way. There's so many different. It depends on your aspect. Have you got a sunny aspect, sunny window, or is it a bit shaded?
Where I'm thinking of putting my plant is actually in the middle of my apartment on the kitchen bench, which gets quite a bit of sun from both sides. Like, it's a very open plan apartment. So, and I agree with you. Like, right. I love the look of houseplants inside. I think they just add texture and shape and form to a room in a really beautiful way. So it's going to get plenty of light.
Succulents. I know it's a lovely word, but yes.
I feel like everyone keeps wanting me to get succulents because then I won't have to water them. I want to go grander.
When you've got to water them, no matter what plant, and they do need light, so if you've got plenty of light, the succulents are really good. Cacti are good as well. And if you...
I'm a Butterfingers. I feel like a cactus and me, I'm going to get stung.
Wear a glove, darling. That's all right. I'm sure you've got plenty of gloves.
Now, Gary...
You can, with the succulents, they're easy to grab. You can just, if you're visiting a friend's place and they've got succulents...
Can I just let you both know, my mother has just messaged through saying, Dean, you're in the apartment across from me and we don't get sun. And I'm like, yeah, Mum, but I do.
Oh, all lucky. Now, Gary, I have quite a few plants of different varietal and they're all so dramatic when it comes to water consumption. Is there an easy rule to keeping all of the plants happy all of the time?
A little bit of a trick I have, when you've got a pot, not with a hole in the bottom, but the indoor pot, fill the base of it with some sort of fine stones and then put the just the black plastic ugly one inside that pot. And then you fill up the water just above the stone line at the bottom and they'll be happy for ages.
That is brilliant.
That's so smart.
I love that.
So you've got two pots, a fancy one, like a ceramic one, then your cheap plastic pot with the plants actually in, then you put that on a few stones in the in the pot itself.
Nice.
Brilliant, brilliant. All right, don't go anywhere. We've got so many more questions for this Houseplant Appreciation Day. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
And it is Houseplant Appreciation Day, so we've got the grey-thumbed Gaz Man joining us, Joy's very own garden guru, to chat all things houseplants.
Now, Gary, we've already got a listener message for you saying, is 9 monsteras too many? Technically, 8 of them are the same plant that they managed to salvage when their dog shredded one. So if you think about it, it's really just 2 asking for a friend.
Monsteras are lovely, and go for it. More the merrier.
So Gary,
it's a healthier environment.
You have a lot of plants. Do you name them or anything? Do you talk to them? What do with your plants?
No. Sometimes I yell at them, say, don't die, you bugger. But yes.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Does it work?
No, I've actually got to give it some nutrients and some fertilizer and that sort of thing. So yes.
Well,
that's a really good question. Nutrients and fertilizer. Do different indoor plants have different like fertilizer-y, nutrient-y needs?
Not really. As long as you get a basically all-purpose slow release. Little beads are good because you don't have to do much. Just sort of sprinkle a teaspoon around the pot and that's it.
Easy.
You make it sound so simple, Gary. I don't know how I can't seem to keep plants alive.
It's so simple. Now, do you want a list of other plants or what?
Oh, yeah, go on. Please.
Some can get quite expensive, like an umbrella plant or some peace lilies. Mm. Fiddle leaf plant, there's some cheaper ones there. Mother's tongue's a good one.
They're hard to kill.
Mm. Oh, okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Philodendrons, so easy. And you can get climbing ones, you get clumping ones. There's so many varieties there. If you like dramatic leaves, a silver star is a good one.
Oh, I love a bit of drama.
Dark rust under colour leaves. I thought you'd like that. Parlor palms are good, very ancient Victorian sort of things. I've got a couple of them, they're lovely. Chinese money plants, they can get a bit fussy, but they're quite nice. Mm-hmm. Monsteras, we mentioned, ficus. There's the devil's ivy. That's a great one too.
So I always get worried when I hear ivy. I just think, stay away from it.
If you have it indoors, it's obviously controlled. You can do what you like with it.
Oh, good point. It's because it's houseplant. Yeah,
because I've got one that's sort of going under the kitchen bench. It looks great. There's a fishbone prayer plant. That's got lovely leaves as well. So there's plenty of things there, plenty of things.
Wow. Now, you were going to say before about the succulents. If you go to a friend's place, you can literally just do a sneaky and rip off a leaf and then go put it in some dirt. How does that work?
Exactly as you said. Sometimes you can have a bit of a stem, sometimes even just the leaf, and you put where you've broken the leaf off, put that into the pot plant and the potting mix and water it and it'll grow.
Wow.
It's that simple.
It's so simple.
Everyone could do it. Anyone, even me.
It's better to seek permission from the friend.
Yeah, true. Don't just start ripping things out.
Yeah, depends how close you are. We love playing uplifting music on Joy. Do you think that there is science behind playing music for your plants?
Oh, I think there definitely is. I reckon that slow sort of classical music is best, but I think Joy Daytimes is because it's so uplifting.
Yeah.
Uplifts the plants.
Love that. Yeah, because plants do actually respond to sound just as much, well, not just as much as water and sunlight, but just a massive way as well. So it's really important that you keep your garden tuned to Joy 94.9.
Get the good vibrations.
I love it. Now, every Friday when you are doing your Joy Daytimes, you finish with a beautiful quote. Can you share that with us right now? Your gardening segment.
Gary on the spot.
You finish your gardening segment.
A plant is a breath of fresh air. Enjoy your garden, no matter what the size.
Yay!
Thanks for joining
Thank
us
you so
on,
much,
on
Gary.
Household Plant Appreciation Day, Gary, and giving us all a tip on a green thumb or two. You can hear more from Gary on Friday on Joy Daytimes, where every single week you get a bit more plant info.
Now, if you have a sad plant right now, bring it next to your radio because this is My Revival by Morgan. How appropriate.
Thanks, Gary. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.